So we really have one goal, just to figure out where in the world this notion of Chesed Gimel Shalom came from. The intricacies of when you say it and when you don't say it, how do you prove it? That's a whole parak to learn, hopefully, that's a shem. But the question, the fundamental question, where does this come from? What's the mehechatesa, such a klal called Chesed Gimel Shalom? It flies in the face of everything that we know from the regular rules of mamonos. After all, we all know there's no real thing as muksak by mamon, by karka, that's a given. We all know we follow Cheskes Markama for whatever reason, that's also a given. So all of a sudden, Cheskes Moshan changes the world. So the Gemara had trouble with this, and we spent the whole first sugya trying to figure out something to do with Shavuot, and we kind of got into a little bit of a problem with that, and some Tanoim didn't go down that route. But the Gemara made an about face and came up with a different theory entirely. And Rabba, the top of Chavdas of Adal, came up with this theory that, after a couple of years, the original owner most probably sold it, because after all, he's been quiet for so long. Hechate said that he's quiet for so long. Nobody would be quiet for so long if he still owned it. It must be a riot that he actually sold it. What kind of riot is that? What kind of Edus style? What kind of riot is that in Dinim Amunis? So the best we can come up with is that this is some description of the principle of a rove. Now, notice the Gemara never used the word rove. Well, that's okay. The Gemara very rarely uses rove, only when it wants to. So here the Gemara doesn't say rove, the Gemara just says description of something that is intuitively obvious, or some kind of a rove. So we got very, very nervous. Rove and mammon don't mix very well in halacha. So we went down multiple paths to try to solve this problem. Very familiar paths of the past, the path of Tzitzis Sanhedrin, the path of the Chayodom, things we spoke about already many, many times. And then yesterday, we took the third path, which is the path that the Kudus HaSfekas suggested. The Sheh Shmaitza actually takes it even to a higher level. And basically, these two Gedaliyam, two brothers, came up with the idea that Ein Hochav Amrach HaRov, that's true in the realm of Muchsuk. Rov can't work Lahotzi Bidei Muchsuk. But Rov can work Lahotzi Bidei Cheses Marakama. And since in Kaka we never have Muchsuk anyway, all we have is Marakama. So the Rov in our Sugya, Rov people wouldn't sit back and want somebody else to take their fruit for 3 years. That robe has the ability to counteract, to emerge victorious over the Cheskes Merkam of the other fellow. That was the presentation we saw on Lulu, because it's fake, because the Sheish Maita says it, Pemole also as well. So we took a step back and said, wait a second, can we accept that idea? Can we accept that distinction between robe having the ability to overcome Cheskes Merkam and not having the ability to overcome Muchsuk? So we went back to the drawing board as to, why does Rov fail us against Muchsuk? So we spent a lot of time yesterday with the people Gadim's theory, putting together a Taisus in Bavakam, and a Taisus in Bechiris, and a whole Chagadja, and the people Gadim came up with this idea that the real reason why Rov cannot overcome Muchsuk is just really a restating of the Din Midrabban and Bechiris of Smoch Mitl Chazaka. If that's the case, that original Sugi of Smoch Mitl Chazaka was said by Chazaka Beikara. So you want to draw that equation on the board. So they raised that equation. You want to draw that equation on the board that Cheskes Merkama is nothing more, nothing less than a Chazaka Beikara. That was the theory behind this teretz, that Muchsuk and Cheskes Merkama are so radically different from one another. The mere Cheskes Merkama, which is merely an expression of Chazaka Beikara, is nitan to be overpowered by Rov. It's not going to help us. Because according to the Prima Godim, the whole reason why Enoch Mamanach HaRov is the same reason why Chazaka Midrabanan overcomes a Rov. It's all the same thing. So you want to call it, Chesed Merkama, Chazaka Meikara, so what did you accomplish? You're right back in Becharis Tavchof, you're right back in trouble again. So we left with this hanging, I don't know what guys were able to do the last 24 hours. Guys were able to sleep. The guy seemed okay last night. The guy was having a good time with the party. No one seemed to be too worried about this problem. So how could 24 hours pass without just going nuts over this? So what is the Bira Dover? How could we go down the route of the Sheish Maitzah? Because in that heart and soul, we think, believe the Sheish Maitzah and Kudus HaSfekas are right. We think that the Pshat in the Gemara Chavtas is not hanging on to a Tosfos and Sanhedrin. We don't really believe that this is the Chayodom, this mit, the point of Rose beyond the point of no return. There's no Miyot. We're not really sure if those two Mahalchim are correct. We really in our heart and soul believe that the correct Bira in Bava Basu Chavtas is this chiddush, this gedolei achim ha'acharonim, that Rov can beat Cheskes Merkama. But how? How can Rov beat Cheskes Merkama if the reason why Rochel Racharov is based on the Pirkei Godim. So the answer is it's not based on the Pirkei Godim. The answer is there's some other Bir Hadava lurking in the background, lurking in the shadows here, as to what is really going on in this sugya. Why is it that Ein Rochel Racharov? There has to be some other Bir, not Derech the Pirkei Godim. So the one who comes to the rescue here is none other than Sheikh Shmatz himself. Put that question in the back burner for a minute. Let's just ask ourselves the basic fundamental question. Why is it that Ein Hochel Racharov? We ask that question for the 15th time. Why is it Ein Hochel Racharov? So what did Tosfos tell us in the Kama? It has something to do with chazakas and miyutz and something like that. We weren't exactly sure what they meant, but something like that. But we don't want to go down the Pirkei Godim. It's the last place we want to go. So we have to come up with a little bit of a different theory. So the Sheikh Shmaitza doesn't even address the Tosfos. He asks me Atzma. He's sitting around in the late 1700s in the middle of Czechoslovakia, Poland, Lithuania, what part of the world that was at any given time. He's sitting somewhere in Europe. The Heilige, Heilige Sheikh Shmaitza, at the ripe old age of 11, he writes in his Akdama that he wrote the basic tzur of this sefer, Kodem Hayosel Ish. As we said, there are two different versions, but he writes the Farish, Kodem Hayosel Ish. He put together the basic tzur of the sefer. So some say it was before his bar mitzvah, some say before he got married, nafkamina maybe 6 months, wasn't that much of a nafkamina. So at a very, very young, tender age, the Sheikh Shmaitz is sitting around and philosophizing about this very question. Why is it Ein Hochel Racharov? To make matters even worse, says the Sheikh Shmaitz, l'chora, what Ein Hochel Racharov basically means is that cheskes mamon beats rov. So he said, but wait a second. Forget about cheskes mamon for a second. What about regular chazakas being rov? What about chazakas meikar being rov? They don't. We paskin. Ruba chazak ruba adif. So Sheikh Shmaitz puts these two gemaras at odds with one another and says, on the one hand, in conditions of pay, we don't pass the Kodesh. We pass it, Ruba Chazak Rubadiv. We pass it that Isa is Tomei. We pass it that Min HaTorah, Rov beats out a Chazak. So if Rov beats out a Chazak and a Kara, why is it that a Cheskes Mamon beats out a Rov? What's the difference between a Chazak and a Kara and a Muchzak? They both have the same Shorish, Ches Zayin Kuf to them. Why is it that, on the one hand, we got, when it comes to Rove against Chazaka Meikara, Rove is more powerful. Where does this come from? Where's this Gemara? Kedushin of Bamidah. On the other hand, when you have Rove against the Muchzok, which is basically just another way of saying Cheskes Mamon, here the halacha is other way around. What's the suit? Where's Weinbach? Cheskes Mamon wins. What's the source for this? Okama? What's the difference? Says the Sheikh Shmaitz, I'll tell you what the difference is. I don't need Pesukim to tell you. It's a Pasha Svar Be'alma. Who remembers what Sheikh Shmaitz's breakthrough was? We spoke about this in the past. Comes the Sheikh Shmaitz and says, the answer is very simple. It's real time versus something in the past. Rove beats out a Chazak Meikara because the Chazak Meikara, as great as it is, tells us absolutely no up-to-date information. That's exactly what a Chazak Meikara is. Meikara. What were things like an hour ago? What were things like a week ago? What were things like 10 seconds ago? We're basing our decisions now on past, old, stale news. Yesterday's news. And we have a right to do so because the Torah tells us. Pashas Digibatim. Tachanem Ralach. You're allowed to do that. But it's old news. A rove is here now. We know right now. At 1:33 and 20 seconds on Wednesday, third day Hanukkah, we have information, up-to-date information. We have a rove that's speaking to us to here and now. So the Sheikh Shmaitza, I don't need a pasuk for that. Let's move on to the aim of. If you have yesterday's news and today's news, which is more accurate? Today's news is obviously more accurate. That's why Rove beats out a Chazaka. That's the reason, says the Sheikh Shmaitz. Over what? Comes Sheikh Shmaitz to the next step. And he says, Cheskes Mamon is not a thing of the past. Cheskes Mamon, Rabbi, says what?
Now.
It's now. It's right in front of us right now. I see the guy holding on to it. Reuven's holding on to the money. That's a thing of the present. When you have a rove against a cheskes mamon, Rabbi is saying, I'm going to say something startling according to the Sheish Matzah. He doesn't spell it out, but I think it's muvan me'elov. When you have a rove against a cheskes mamon, is rove better than a cheskes mamon? No. Is cheskes mamon better than a rove? Not necessarily. That's why there was such fudgy over here. I couldn't figure out what to do here. That's not why, because I slipped. What really is, a rove and a muchzak are, is really, this is the wrong sign. What sign should be there?
Equal
signs. Rove and muchzak just means we don't know what to do. It's even Steven. What do you do when you don't know what to do in life? What's the general rule we don't know what to do in life? That's how people, most of the decisions in life are made that way, by the way. Most people, they don't know, should I do this, should I do that, should I go to this school, should I marry this girl, should I do that, so they do nothing. So Shevel Tasa Odif. So comes Sheish Meitz and says, that's what's going on in the Sukkah of Enochim HaMacharoi. Enochim HaMacharoi is not some grandiose, unbelievable chav that Muchza beats out, right? It's just that there's a stalemate, because they're both things, are the here and now. Says the Sheish Meitz, that's what Tosfos meant in Baba Kama Chav Zayin. When Tosfos said, that the reason why Enochim HaMacharoi is because of Muchzak, not that Muchzak swallows up and beats and triumphs over Rov, it simply forces the clash, forces the tie, and the tie goes to the runner, the tie goes to the person who's holding on to it, we're not going to take his money away when there's a tie.
Tie goes to the field.
When I was a kid, tie went to the runner. Back in the Tfisa Kom Shadol HaSofi, that was the old days. So Rabbi Say, Val Gavor, you have to like sit around and think about the Sheish Meitzah for a while. But there's a big, big problem with the Sheish Meitzah before we get into how it impacts the Bnei Basra. Which Rishon doesn't read smooth according to Sheish Meitzah? Who's the Rishon who we're trying to explain? Who's the Rishon who actually says this? That rove really doesn't work. Lohetzi mamon. Tosfos Sanhedrin said it really does work. Just kidding. The Gemara was just kidding. Who's the Rishon Pem Moli? Which Tosfos says Pem Moli that rule of rove really honest goodness doesn't work? Tosfos Bava Kama Chav Zayin. But what did Tosfos Bava Kama Chav Zayin say? They said that rove doesn't work. Lohetzi mamon. Why? Because there's also a lot. Because there's a miyut there. And that's why Tosfos said, if and when we can get rid of that miyut somehow, then rove will work, l'hotzi mamon. That was Tosfos' kasha. What's the difference between rove dayanim versus rove animals? So Tosfos said, yeah, enoch mamon acharov is not always true. Because the whole rationale of enoch mamon acharov is because there's a muchzak and there's a miyut. So that presence or absence of the miyut is critical in determining whether enoch mamon acharov or not. According to Sheish Meitzah, why is that important? Why does the existence of the miyut make the slightest bit of difference whether Hochar Mamah Charov or not? Zol Zayin the miyut's there, Zol Zayin the miyut's not there. It's still like the clash. So how did Tosfos solve the problem? Tosfos said, we're going to build up rove so high, we're going to make this such a gavaldika rove that there's no miyut. Oh, there's no miyut. So then Taka Hochar Mamah Charov. Why? It's still a clash between rove and a muchzak. So why does Rov Dayanim change anything? The whole thrust of the Tosfos is to highlight the fact that by Dayanim there's no miyut, and by the Shvarim and by the Chaviyos there is a miyut. Why is the miyut so important? So according to the Tribu Gaon, the miyut was the most important part of the equation. It was the miyut that joined forces with the Chazaka that offset the Rov. But according to the Sheish Meitzah, I don't need the miyut to join forces. Rov against Muchzak is an automatic stalemate. It's an automatic tie. And ties you can't budge. So how can I be by Tzimam based on Rov Dayanim?
Miyut is
machriya. What
machriya? Cancel it out, and now we have a miyut on the other side.
There's no miyut, doesn't exist. By rov dayanim, there's no miyut. So what do I have? So I have a rov against the muchzak. Tachrabi mati mamun. Hold on. If a rov against the muchzak, right? If rov dayanim is saying he's chayev, muchzak is saying he's potter. So why all of a sudden I take the money away? Taisa says pem moli and chavzayin. The difference between the rov of the shvarim and the rov of the chavias. Against the rov of the dayanim, in one case the miyut exists, in one case the miyut doesn't exist. According to Sheish Meitzah's formation, his formulation that the whole Yisrael Adavar of not being able to be Metzi Mamon is a tie. Why does the mere being there or not being there make the slightest difference? It's vital for tie. It's always vital to tie.
In all these cases, these are cases of Sfeikos. We're trying to decide Sfeikos, and we have two various rules of determining, resolving Sfeikos, and we see when they clash, what you do with them. Once you say there's no meat, you say there's no suffering.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Okay, Mr. Altus Bechave. Is he going to say something?
The rub is Vadaas in that.
So the Sheikh Shmetz, strangely enough, doesn't ask this kasha on himself. He has a couple lines. I don't think I put the Sheikh Shmetz on, did I? Have you guys seen the Sheikh Shmetz before? We spoke about it in the past, right? Sheikh Shmetz has this yisod. He doesn't address this question. Tosfos puts so much emphasis on the meal. So comes Rabbi Chanan in Kutras Divrei Sofrim, and he says, you have to put the icing on the cake of the Sheikh Shmetz. The icing on the cake is that muchzuk is a cloud that the Torah gives us when we have a suffix. When there's no mute, there's no suffix. Rob Dayana means there is no third dayan. The third dayan, we just put words into the mouth. You thought he said Potter, you misheard him. He's really saying Chayav. Why? Bittul Barov. He's like Rav Chaim from last year. He's misbattled Barov. It's as if he's saying Chayav. That's what it means. Mira Dayan Miskamanda Lesa. There is no third Dayan. There is no latest Asafik. When there's no latest Asafik, then you don't follow Muxuk. Muxuk is a parsha when you have a Safik moment. There is no Safik moment. So Lechora, the Sheikh Shmetz has to say this. Otherwise, the place doesn't read Bechlam. So Lechora, there's a major fundamental legacy here between the people of God and the Sheikh Shmetz slash Rabbi Chanan as to what the role of the mute is in this Tosfos. Tosfos is putting a lot of emphasis, putting all the eggs in this basket, that it's the presence or the absence of the mute that's changing the rules. Because Rov Dayanim were Moitzi Mamon, Rov Chavias and Rov Behemas and Rov Karim, those kinds of things were not Moitzi Mamon. So Tosfos says the difference is mute versus no mute. So what does it mean? What role is the mute playing? So according to the Prima Godim, the mute is part of the Etzema equation. The mute is going onto the list in the columns, and the mute's going into the column Lahitzi Mamon, and it's helping out the Chazaka in order to, whether its presence or its absence is going to tilt the balance of factors. According to the Sheikh Shmaitza, by definition, with Rebbe Chanan's Tosefus to the Sheikh Shmaitza, the mute is not a factor. The mute is a prerequisite. If that miut exists, that creates a latest asafik of mamon. Once we have a latest asafik, then muksa kicks in. Once muksa kicks in, it neutralizes rov, and mamela, we can't budge. But in the absence of that miut, the prerequisite is missing. It's not labeled in Allah as a asafik mamon. If it's not a asafik mamon, so then muksa doesn't even get into the balance box. So mamela, but the rov. Everyone chapped that the role of the miut, the absence of the miut, is radically different according to the people Godim and the Sheikh Shmaitz. But it's partial, right? This is like one of the ABCs. Now I'm at a crossroads. I'm a crossroads whether I should ask the following kasha or not. On the one hand, it's a complicated kasha. Jackson, who near row? Should we ask the kasha? Who's tired and won't we ask the kasha? No one's going to vote that way. No one's answering, so I assume I would shtikel da. No one would have Zach say that and be quiet, so it's a robe that everyone agrees. I'll try to simplify the complicated question. There's no question in my mind that Rabbi Chanan's biur is necessary for the Sheikh Shmaitza. Shmaitza doesn't ask the kasha of the Lashon HaTosfos. And I don't even think Rabbi Chanan, I'm not even sure Rabbi Chanan says Hishtichu Torah b'da'as HaShem Shmaitza. But it's just pashut. That's the way to go. There's no other way in my mind. Looking at Kaf for years already, there's no way to go down the route of Shmaitza without falling back to this Rabbi Chanan. What it basically means, the ramifications of this Rabbi Chanan b'da'as HaShem Shmaitza, that when you have a regular Ruby the Lace that come on, like Rove, rove people call the barrels, or rove people sell the animals for X, Y, and Z. Those regular roves that are going to fail us in Mammon, they fail us because muchzuk. What does that basically say? When you have Ruba de Leisa, come on, is there a later sasafik or no later sasafik? If you're falling back on muchzuk, what are you really saying? That there is a later sasafik. That's the point of distinction. According to Bukhanan, which by the extension of the Sheish Ma'atza, the very point of distinction between the cases that we don't follow Rove and the cases, i.e. Dayanim, the one case we do follow Rove, is that question, is there a later sasafik or not? So by Dayanim, the Dayan Shlish is command the Leisa, so therefore there's no Leisa Sofik, therefore Muchsuk doesn't work. But by regular Ruud Leisa, come on, there still is a Leisa Sofik, and therefore Muchsuk kicks in and carries a day and creates the stalemate and checkmate, and you can't budge, right? That's the, you say it how you say this, Ruud HaChochmas, according to Rebbe Chodim Slash Shmaitza, that any and every Ruba, the Leisa, come on, the regular plain simple Ruud Leisa, come on, still have a Leisa Sofik. That's the whole, you saw, that's the whole point of distinction between Dayanim, where there's no Leisa Sofik, and Leisa, where there is, right? This is like, you know, this is like ABCs, right? This is Parshas. Anyone knows what's bothering me? No end about this. I wish I could say I haven't been able to sleep. I haven't been able to sleep, but I shouldn't have been able to sleep. I'll tell you what's bothering me about this. What's bothering about this is Ashid B'Kubetz is in Bav Metziah Davav Mebeis.
Mid district, go on after.
What? Any years?
But the actual coin that it's not suffering.
No. So the Suyat of Kubetz, not that one. So Gemara in Bav Mebeis and Bav Metziah. The Gemara says that the guy's counting off his animals, the Ma'aseh Behema, counted 500 animals. Any animal that was already counted is automatically potter. He's got another 25,000 left inside the barn. And one of the ones that was already counted out, that was potter, now it's potter, it misses its friends inside, and it jumps back in. Well, the shepherd wasn't looking, it jumped back in. Kofetz Echad Menuyin. What's it in? Well, they're all potter. Kulam Pater. All the remaining animals are potter. Why? Asiri Yakadish Lashem, Asiri Vadil, Asiri Sofer. Famous command, Bukharis and Bukhatsiya. It's Exeris Akosov. Asiri Vadayam Rachamana. Fala Asiri Sofer. Exeris Akosov. Kachazah. So all the Rishem of Avad Kasha, what do you mean? Asiri Sofik. Why is it never Asiri Sofik? It means if I'm going to start counting now again, the animals that are in the barn, there's an outside chance that one of the 10 of them is going to come out is going to be that one that jumped in. They all look the same to me. All the besties, they all look the same, right? So it's a chance that one of those 15,000 left behind is going to be one that was already Niftar. There's no way of me knowing if that's called Sofik and therefore you're Potter. What's the Kashal Dushan ask? So what if you have 10,000 animals left behind that are Chayiv, you have one lousy animal that's Potter. So the rove is that's going to be that you're going to end up taking out 10 animals at a chayiv. So Mahatas, the famous kasha. So Shimon Kubetis on that spot between the bavim base quotes from Teza Rosh. What Teretz? Shimon Kubetis quotes that even though there's a rove. You follow Rove of Amide Sveikel and Afka. But it's still called a Sofik. Even though there's a Rove, Amide Sveikel and Afka, still considered to be Apidin a Sofik. So what's Pshat and Rove? What's Bain and Shittigu Betzis? So the general Mahalach and all the Gedolei of Hashivas is, what's the Shivu Betzis telling you? That what is Rove and what is Rove? Rove is basically ad Hagar. Means we haven't really been revived the Sofik, we haven't been pushed to Sofik. We can't say with a straight face we know for a fact this is true. We have a right to be knowing that it's true, but a rove fundamentally, Shimon Kubetz is saying, is only called on Hog. It's not really a Birur. That's what the Shita seems to be saying. A rov is never really mevarer, it's an emes. The Torah says when you have a suffix, you don't know what to do. So it's blight to suffix, was a suffix, it's a suffix, blight to suffix, yodam vod. The mokum suffix, you have a right to be noye kach to kach. That's the poshup shot. Otherwise, what is he talking about? Me deis fekel enough. Right? That's the poshup shot that Shimon commences. Everyone remember the sheet we quoted this before, right? No, we never quoted this before. Not me, of course. Look what's the famous kasha. All the Gedolei Chachamim are at the bottom of the kasha. The Shimon commences. It's true. That rove, is wiped us off. When you have a rove for something, it's still me deis fekel enough. Very, very famous kasha. It's a kasha presented by the Sheish Bais himself, and Rabbi Kivega, and the Dvar Avram, all the Gedolei Chachamim of the last 200 years above the same kasha. The Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin that in order for the Yisra Mamzerus to be Chal Min HaTorah, you have to have two pieces of information. You have to know that the person in front of you is a Mamzer Vadai. If you have a lady, so you're not sure whether he's a mamzer or not. You don't know, 50-50, you know he's a mamzer. That's not mamzer across the Torah. Maybe through a bonnet, my loss of Yusuf, okay, psalm through a but minat Torah, la yoba mamzer, kachem a lochsira, mamzer vadlu, mamzer selfik. So he's taking condition, he ended fourth parak. Number two, what's the other piece of information you have to have? La yoba mamzer be what? What's the pasuk saying?
Kalashem.
Kalvade velo kalsofik. So let's say I have an absolute 1,000% certain mamzer in front of me, and he wants to marry a Bas Yisrael. Maybe she herself is a mamzeris. We're not even sure. We don't know what she is. Maybe she's kasher, maybe she's not. It's mutter min ator. Het de gomim misal kedushin dance the chasa het de gomim. So the Gemara says beferish that there are two din deraisa here. Learned that from Sukkim, kachlem ralocha, mamzer vaday, kal vaday. If either one of those two is missing, so then the game's over. There's not an issue of mamzeris in ator at all. Comes the Gemara in the first back of Maseches Chulin and asks the question, Menoha Mils of Yom Rabban and Zubos Aruba. How do you know you follow Rov? Who remembers? What does the Gemara say? What's the source for Rov? Remember Hathos. What is the Gemara's first kasha? That's Aruba, the Issa Kamon, when all the pieces are in front of me, the Dayanam in front of me, the stores are in front of me. What about a statistical Rov, Aruba, the Laysa Kamon? How do you know you follow Aruba, the Laysa Kamon? So the Gemara goes to town to try to find the Mikairis. It's not even clear what the Maskan is going to go. So in the middle of that whole Chag Gadya, the Gemara comes up with the following possible mocha. Listen to this one, yeah. Don't do me a favor. Don't tell this one over, you know, when you take over the Friday night, it's right at the table. But just listen carefully, okay? The Gemara says, listen to the source of Rov in the Torah. Anyone know? I'm afraid to say it. Anyone know? There's a parish in the Torah called Mak Ovev Imam. How do you know it's the father? Maybe no, it was on. Maybe it's not your father. How do you know? What the Gemara says? Rov. Rov Gil Zachar Baal. The overwhelming majority is that he's probably your father. Not certain, but overwhelming majority. So he's taking the Gemara Chul. I kid you not. So he's taking the Gemara Chul. The Gemara tries to figure out, is that really the Mokka for Rov? Not the Mokka for Rov, and maybe there's a Kasha on that, but the Ikaron, that idea exists. No? Who sees the wheels turning? Who sees where Kivegas Yer Shmai to think? How do you ever have a case of an Issa Mamzeris? The Issa Mamzer Min HaTorah. In order to have the Issa Mamzeris, you have to have a Vade Mamzer marrying a what? A Vade Kosher. How do you know this person is a Vade Kosher? How do you know there's a Vade Kosher? You don't really know for certain. How do you know that it's a Vaday Kosher? What's the answer? So what do you see from that din? Even though there's a din called Suffolk Call, not being called Vaday Call, what do you see? Zepin for that what? When you have a robe, what do you have? You have a beer, you have a Vaday. Obviously, linked in the parasha from Mamzerus is the Hanukkah Satira that when you have a robe, there's Nishkin Suffolk. A robe is equivalent to a Vaday. Because in Lomdus, what is a rov? A rov is clearly a birur. This is the Sheish Bais of Kivegas Kasha. That's a Kasha, right? I mean, come on, man. I got to know a couple of pieces of information. But anyone who knows just the ABCs puts this Kasha together, right? all people like Shesh Meitzer and Kivego thought of this kasha. They thought of the same kasha. All they had to know is the Shidduk Kubetz Tavov in Lomitzia. You had to know the Gemara at the end of Maseches Kedushin that there's a din of Kal Vadim and Kal Sofik. You had to know the Gemara in the first Bek of Chulin that Rabbi Yitzchak Rabal is the only way to really know that he's the father. If you know these two pieces of information, then you have a kasha.
Did we say Kabbalah is from the mother? It's for the girl?
No, no. In order to be Kal Kosher, you have to both parents be Kosher. If the person's mother was Mazana, he's not a Kal Kosher. He's a mom to himself. You hold on. Okay? So that's the kasha. Famous kasha. Rishay Shmaitzah. You know the first time I heard this kasha? I'm 16. What if I Marcus told me this kasha the first time around? What's the Teretz? Rishay Shmaitzah has a very, very famous view of the Teretz. Shmaitzah says, what kind of a rov was the Shidduk Kubetz talking about? One animal jumping in. I know there's an animal here that's a potential ptur. I know there are a lot of animals here that are potentially chayavim. I can't quite tell which is which. What kind of rov is that? Ruba de what? The blind come on what? That's Issa, come on. I know exactly, I see numbers in front of me. I have 5,000 chayavim and one potter. I just can't tell which is which. Says the Shesh Meitzah, by a rubid to Issa, come on, where the miyot, even the fanainu, we know it's here, we just can't figure out where it is, but we know it's present, we see it, we can look at it, we just can't see it. Says the Shesh Meitzah, rak b'chi ha'gavim nezok teshit b'kubetzas, then the miyot is command to Issa, and therefore, Rove cannot be a Mavarer. The best that Rove can do for a Ruben to Issa Kamon is what? The best it can do for us is a Hanhoga. As Hanhoga, as blight the Sophic, it remains a Sophic. And Mamele, it's Nichol in the parish of a Sirivad of a Sirivad Sophic. And that's why Kamtech Menorim is Kulpturim. That's the beer in the Mishnah Mechairis that the Gemara quotes in the Lamitzia Davov. So here's this. This is how the Sheish Meitzer read a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kamtech Menorim Potter. So Frektish and Gubetzis, what do you mean Potter is the Harov? Emperor the Shesh Gubetzis, no, it's still called a Sophic. Says the Shesh Meitzer, what does it mean it's called a Sophic? Because it's on Hoka. Why is it on Hoka? Because the Mios Avid Lefaneinu. But, Zoch the Shesh Meitzer, when you have a Ruba de Lesa, come on. Can somebody give me a good example of Ruba de Lesa, come on, that's relevant for here? Right, Bilas Acharabal. Somebody sat around and did the math. Rubi Acharabal means that there's a statistical probability, a very, very high, 99.9% chance, that this kid came from the father, supposed father. That's a root delay, come on. That's like Rob Hamas, in Chobos and Kyobos. That's like a Rove National Tess Yoldos. Rob Hamas and a Trafis. Those are statements of biology, of psychology, of religious observance. Those are Ruben de Lesa Kamon, so not Ruben de Lesa Kamon. When you have Ruben de Lesa Kamon, there is no Miyot in the Fereh. There's no Robo in the Fereh, that's true, but there's no Miyot in the Fereh. There's no Miyot that's staring me in the face. When the Miyot is staring me down and screaming at me, Ich bin da, that means I am here. I am here, don't call me a nothing. Don't say a Du bist de Lesa Kamon. Don't say Du bist de Miyot Kamon de Lesa. No! I am here, here to stay. You want to be knowing against me? I'm not going to argue with the Torah Kedoshah. They stay in the Torah around the Hattis. Oh, but don't tell me I don't exist. But by a Miyot, by a Rov, Ruben de Lesa, come on, Zot the Shesh Meitzer. There's no Miyot talking to us. Who's talking to us? This mysterious person who was Mazana? There's no person here. There's nobody here. It's a statistic. It's some silly statistic book about the psychology of people's religious observance and the sanctity of marriage. But it doesn't have to do with anything. That's not it. There's no person here. There's no Miyot we're staring down. And that kind of a miut, Zok the Shesh Meitzer, come on, Lesa, that's a biror. And therefore, the Shesh Meitzer would never say his pshat by Ruben de Lesa, come on. And that's why you could have a situation of a mam zervadai with a kol vadai, because when you have a Ruben de Lesa, come on, when you have a rov, that's called a vadai. Famous word for Shesh Meitzer. No one heard this word before. Here's a famous beer, the breakthroughs of Shesh Meitzer. That Ruben de Lesa, Ruben de Lesa, come on, hold on, Arsh, you got to hang in there. You can't go off the derail me. Hold on. So the breakthrough of the Shesh Meitzer is that Ruben de Lesa and Ruben de Lesa Kamon are not just different in terms of Issa versus Lesa, they're different so conceptually, they're so fundamentally different. One's a Bira, one's a Hogadah, one's a Lesa, one's a Leshkin Lesa Sofik. This is like the ABCs of Shesh Meitzer. Anyone know why I can't sleep for the last 2 days? this Shtickl Torah, the Shishmatz himself, basically is committing us to the idea that a Ruba Delaysa, come on, by its very definition, does not entail a Leidus HaSofik. That's what's not called the Kol Sofik. There is no Leidus HaSofik by Ruba Delaysa, come on. If there's no Leidus HaSofik by Ruba Delaysa, come on, now what principle doesn't get off the ground? Muchsuk. That every Ruba Delaysa, come on, should be exactly identical to what, Rabbi Say? Give me the punchline. Every Ruba Delaysa, come on, should be an exact replica carbon copy of what? Of Rav Dayanim. And that's exactly what Tosfos says is wrong. That's exactly what the halacha is the difference. Tosfos and Chav Zayin Vavakam is trying to differentiate the Rov Dayanim with the Mutus command Delaysa, in contrast to the Rov of the Shvarim and the Chavius, the Kadim, where the Mutus is present. What do you mean the Mutus is present? The Mutus is not present. According to Yushei Shvayitz, the Mutus is not present. Lefinis Deity. Maybe as Mishona, this is the kash you have to ask the Sheish Meitz himself. You have to present this stira to him and ask him this kash. And say, how could you yourself limit that Shittim Kibetz to the Mav? Because if you're kash from Kol Vaday, you're committing yourself to a miut by Ruben Leiskema as being Commander Leisa, and then turn around and say, well, there's a Leisa Sofek, and therefore we have, because there's a Leisa Sofek, therefore we can pass in. We could pass in Muchsuk. Now, I have to be intellectually honest. I don't know whether Sheish Meitz is going to pay attention to that kasha. Because the Sheish Meitz was not the one who said the existence or the absence of the miut creates the letters of suffering. Who said it? Who said that? Who's the one who coined that phrase? When there's a latest asafik, then we say muksak applies, and no asafik then doesn't apply. Is Rabbi Chanan said it, v'das the Tosfos? We're the ones who used that Rabbi Chanan to explain the Sheish Meitz. Otherwise, Sheish Meitz didn't explain the Tosfos. So for 20 years, we've been out of 10 years, 5 years, we've been thinking these lines. When I see that Sheish Meitz about Rov and Chazakas equaling each other, I always think like alarm bells go off every time I see that Tosfos. Every time I see that Sheish Meitz, I think, what do you mean the Tosfos says miut? What's my miut? So I always had the nechama by saying that Rabbi Chanan could just be himself, and that must be what the Sheish Meitz was thinking. So in my mind, they diffuse to become one unit. I say mamish technically one breath. I say Sheish Meitz's view of the sugya coupled with Rabbi Chanan's understanding of the existence of lack thereof in the miut. I don't see any other way to explain the Sheish Meitz, quite frankly. So now that it's all being caught that the Sheish Meitz is in that world of Rabbi Chanan, because I don't see any other way out, all of a sudden 2 days ago it dawned on me, wait a second, how in the world could the Sheish Meitz be thinking those terms? This is against his entire theory in the Shittim Kibetzes about the Sofik Mamzer story. That's what we were eating away for the last 2 days. Any thoughts? Yeah,
Rebbe?
Yeah, Asha, okay, sorry, yeah, about you. Yeah, I knew you were right.
Sorry, no, it's okay. Sorry, I not like I thought on the last question, but just generally, the chiluk of the Sheish Meitz between Ruba D'Issa and Ruba D'Leisa, come on, that be used to explain the Ron and Sachim about Eshel of Arer, since the Ruba D'Issa come on to do B'digas Chametz on their houses, that's why you need further Biru, because it's only a Din Hanhaga?
No, the Ron says, even by Ruba D'Leisa come on, he says you have to do further Biru. The original Ron was said by the guy who thinks he's got a rove, probably it was checked already on Leil Yadalit. He says, Afa Pichin, Ech the Ikel Shaila, you have to be Shoel.
So he'd be against the Sheish Meitz, right?
You can argue that idea of being Mavara further is there a Darg as a Birur. Right? They're like Adam, we spoke about this back when you have Adam and Migos and that kind of stuff, Shvuas and Migos, Shvuas and Adam, that kind of stuff. Not every Birur is created equal. I don't know, so this is something that's just troubling me. I can't wrap my hands around. There are other answers to the Sheish Meitz's kasha against the Shibu Kibetzis from Sofik Mamzer, Kivegazabi and the Rabron. There are other answers, but the Sheish Meitz popularized this one. So that's what's bothering me. I don't know the answer to this yet. I don't know. To put this on the list, we'll go there to show me, we'll go to Dimitrovsky, but this is a kasha you have to ask him.
way we've been discussing Ruben Isakaman versus Leisakaman, we're really not talking about that. We're really talking about Miut Isakaman, Miut Leisakaman.
Yeah, but every Ruben Isakaman is a Miut Isakaman. It's the same thing. Okay, so let's backpedal for a little bit, okay? So, we have kashas, okay? A lot of kashas. But the Maaseh Sheish Maaseh did give us a clear path in Bava Basra Chavtes. That ultimately we have a beer as to why Rov can beat Cheskes Marakama. Because the minute that you put Cheskes Marakama into the category of Chazak HaBikor, which Shmaita does do, we know he does that. So then the coast is clear for understanding the Rabbah Chavtes. So I kept my word from yesterday. I said that I was going to prove to you that the Sheh Shmaitza, who was the one who said that Bavasa Chavtes works based on the fact that Rov beats out of Cheses Marakama, cannot go down the Prima Golden. That was what I said to you at the end of the Sheh yesterday. And I told you that I would find you a different beer as to why had a retos in Bava Kama. So I did. I did. We just put together the pieces. We told you that it's the stalemate pshat. It's the equal, the two, the clash, the ties. We ran into a little bit of a wrinkle in that pshat because we have problems and other issues, other related Sheh Shmaitza, that doesn't detract from our basic mahalach in terms of our sugya. Rabbi Say, I'm at another crossroads. Because on the one hand, I want to get back to Chavtes already, get back to Chesed Gimel Shonim, but I can't. Kenish, what do you want? We have two biurim in the G'day Acharenim now. If I wake you up, Mamash and Mother, and I ask you, give me a lumdus of formulation, what ain't off of the Rov. So one is Amar Rabbein Atam, Charis Tavchav, and the other is Rov and Muchsuk, because they're both present information, they clash, and if the clash, it's a tie, and if he can't budge. Those are the two classic biurim that we've set up a little now. Rabbi Say, there's a Gemara sitting on us. You know what the Gemara is? The Gemara at the beginning of the fifth Perek of Bava Kama. It's not in the Marmar Kamas either. Gemara says that Mamun Amutu B'Safik Chalkin Zeh Divrei Hu Zeh Divrei Sunchas Avach HaChamim Mamrim. You know what the Chamim say? Hamad Tzach Vela Varaya, right? We spoke about this earlier, right? When the Chachamim formulate that phrase, Hamad Tzach Vela Varaya, they added something to that phrase. I don't remember what it was. HaChamim Mamrim Zeh Klal Godol B'din. This is the great cloud. This is it. We're about to tell you. This is, we discovered America. Zeh Klal Godol B'din. Hamatzach Vela Varaya. That's the Lashon Gemara, right? So he asks the Gemara Bava Kama, my Zeh Klal Godol B'din? You said Hamatzach Vela Varaya. Every time I give a shiur, I have to dramatize. I have to say, guys, guess what? Ta-da-dum, ta-da-dum, drum roll. Let's hear it. Malach Mechshev Sosoter. He has a drum roll. Lachat Shios Mechshev. Midrash a bit of Yamasa. It's true. The Torah speaks for itself. You don't need the drama, the lights and sound show. So what's that Zeklal Godol B'din? I don't remember what the Gemara says. Le'nitzricha Ella, to tell me, Shmuel's right, that Enoch HaMam Rechav. If we would have just said, Matzchal V'Raya, with like a half-baked, under the radar statement of Matzchal V'Raya, so what would I have said? Okay, what's my raya? What's my raya? I have a raya. What's my raya? Rove. Kamash alone, Zeh Klal Godol B'din, you need that. Rove ain't going to do the trick. Why is Rove not going to do the trick? Because Muchsacha, Matzchal Raya is so shtag, so gishmak, so on top of the world. That's why you can't be Matzchal Raya. Ad kan debri agama. How do you read that Gemara according to the Prima Gaon? Muchsuk is such an ayayay, gavaldik, the greatest thing since the days of Mamre HaSinai that prevents Rov. it's no different than what? According to Prima Gadim, Enoch Mamrach Harov is no different than what? Than any other, what? According to Prima Gadim, no? Enoch Mamrach Harov teaches me that Muchzuk is the greatest thing since Adam Arishon. What does Enoch Mamrach Harov tell me? That Tosis and Weir is right? The Mechairis, Tav Chavon Beis is right. Right? That Midrabbanan, they made it a kol, called Tzmach Mitl Chazaka. That's the drum roll. Here it is, guys. Let me tell you about how great Muchzuk is. It's the greatest thing you ever thought of in a million years. Because as the Tosis talked away in Mechairis Tav Chav, it says, Midrabbanan, they made it a kol, to change the din. And therefore, Enoch Mamrach Harov. A little bit of letdown. That doesn't sound like Muchzuk is so atzi tatsi to me. Again, I'm not going to negate a Prima Gadim because of that kasha. Prima Gadim could hold his own, thank you, for that kasha. But it just struck me a little bit. No, it doesn't strike anybody? Okay, let's read that Gemara according to Shesh Maitan. Ta-da-dam, pam-pam. Zekal Golabedin. Muchzuk is the greatest thing in the world. It's superpower. It can do anything. Come on, let's hear it. What can Muchzuk do? It can do the whole world. Jump buildings at a single line, flying around. It's what? It's a bird, it's a plane, it's super muchzuk, right? It's unbelievable. You guys never know what I'm talking about, right? Superman, right? It's the greatest thing in the world. This is it. This changes the whole vision, our entire world. That's what it does. The fact that you don't follow Rove by Muchzuk is so indicative of the fact that Muchzuk is the greatest thing ever to be created in this world. You know what it means? All it means is that Rove met its match. It means Rove is really great. Rove is a big tough guy on the street. It was beating up all the little chazakas yesterday because Rove is something now and chazaka was passe. That was yesterday's news. Rove is the hot off of Dallas. Chazaka is Channel 4. Rove is CNN, right? Mamash, it's up to date. Good. And now it meets Fox News. Nocha current events. So Rove and Muchzuk just smashed on the Chilas covered up Torah. You know, you got a Chanuk and Ramses, a little bit of Simchas, you can tell a joke here. So that's Rove. Muchzuk is so great, they're going to change minds. So unbelievable. Phenomenal. No, Rabbi, are you Muchzuk? I'll tell you a secret. The minute that there's no latest of Sofik, you know what happens to Muchzuk? It falls flat on its face. Muchzuk's not so great either. Again, I don't think the Sheish Maitzah would even think of this as a kasha, honestly. But it's just bothering me. So there's the third biur in what Yerach Ramon Rech Arev. The Pnei Yeshua connects two dots. He connects Mevavam and Aleph, and Mevavam and Mevavam and Beis. On Mevavam and Aleph, the Gemara makes reference to Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about the Itma Merchel Chaver, you know, and not Shol Chaver, and it's a Nachon. Rav Taka held Olchem Mamanach Rav, and Shmuel said no. And in Amud Beis, the Gemara asked the question, but not Milsa that you follow Musa. How do you know Musa from Lavaraya? So the Gemara says, "The pasuk we bald varm yigash alayim." And then the Gemara says, "Well, lamli cross faru." Rabbi quoted this many times. Lamli cross faru, it's a svara. If you have furor, go to the doctor. If you have a stomach, you go to the doctor. You have a problem, go to Beis Din. If you can't solve your problem for the Beis Din, you're not going to get your money. It's your problem, not his problem. I don't have a problem. The money's sitting in my pocket. I don't have a problem. If you have a problem, go do something about it. Lamli cross faru. So Rashi. In Maseches Gittin, beginning of the fifth paragraph, when the Gemara says, "Mitzvah v'raya," Rashi quotes the pasuk, "V'bal dvar migash lehem yagish raya lehem." Startling, because the Gemara seems to reject it. Says the Yeshua, no. The shak v'taya in the Gemara, whether it's based on a pasuk or based on a svara, is that just lomdus? It's machlokes ladina. It's machlokes who? Rav and Shmuel. Everyone agrees that the din of mitzvah v'raya. It's just that Rav said mitzvah v'raya is by default. Motzvah l'raya means that when you have a suffix bummer, we're not going to take money away from you because if you have a problem, go do something about it. It's not his problem, it's your problem. He's the muksa. If you have a problem, go prove it. So according to Rav, Batzkel Araya is not anything grandiose. No grandiose pasuk about Batzkel Araya. It's a milsim of shita annoyed. And therefore, when you have a 50-50 chance, we're not going to take away your money. But what if the guy is a rogue? I got a 90% chance that it's my money. So Rav said, good, that's a proof. How do you know that's a proof? That's a proof for Isra Heter. Well, Matur, I need to make that Matur. Chel Shabbat is based on that Matur. Kavshat is based on that. So we follow Rav in all areas of Allah. Why not in Dinim Amunis? According to Rav, all you need is to get out of being a Sufik. I got out of being a Sufik. Chava Raif. Raif is going to call Tarku, including Amunis. Why does Shmuel veer away from Rav? Says Ben Shua, because Shmuel understood. It's a Gzeiras HaKosav. What's a Gzeiras HaKosav? Mibal Dvar Migash Aleim, Kach Nemra Halacha, Yagish Raya Aleim. The Raya that the Torah requires, this Gzeiras HaKosav, doesn't mean a Raya of Rove. Raya of Rove, I don't need a Pasuk for that. I knew that on my own. It's Poshet Svar, you can't be Mitzim Oman based on yourself. If the Torah goes out of its way, according to Shmuel, and give you this Pasuk, which Rav says, that Pasuk doesn't mean that, but according to Shmuel, that's what the Pasuk yeah, does mean. Yagish Raya Aleim. So then, you need a raya to beat all rayas. You need a raya to the highest degree, to the highest level of raya across the Torah. And rayas that may allow certain things in this and that there are not going to suffice. You need the greatest possible raya that exists in Kol Torah Kula. And what is that? A pishnai meiri yachum dokum. Nothing short of that. And you want to know why enochem mamrach haroiv? Because the Torah requires a raya. This fails the test. This is not called the raya across the Torah. That's the Peshua's version of why Enochim Mamon Nacharayv. That's the Pasha from Mosuk. Now, what Taisa says about Bekam Chavzayim may be true. When you have Rov Dayanim, what don't you have anymore? Like Rebbe Chanan, you don't have a Sofik. So there's no suffix, so there's no muksuk. Muksuk is a chiddush ha-Torah, and you have a suffix moment. So the Pnei Yeshua could also buy into that model of Rebbe Chanan. But what is the Pnei Yeshua gaining over the Sheh Shmaitza? Whereas the Sheh Shmaitza said it was a clash and it was a stalemate, and therefore we can't budge. It's not that muksuk is stronger than Rebbe, it's not that Rebbe is stronger than muksuk. The Pnei Yeshua says, no. Muksuk is stronger than Rebbe. Menon imili, that's the pasuk. That's exactly what Rav denies it, because Rav denies that pasuk's yafusa. But we pass the Lech Shmuel Bedini, we pass in that pasuk does exist. The pasuk is talking about that, and therefore it's exerts a cost that muksuk is not better than Rav. So the arrows are back on. Does that equal signs? It's arrows. Muksuk is better than Rav. So anything, what?
It's an half community
between what? Between the Pnei
Yeshua? Sure.
I'm not sure anything, quite frankly. I'm not sure that anything is the difference. I don't know. If you go down to Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara of Bekam reads like a charm. Here's the drum roll. Da-da-da-dam! Zekal go to Bedin. Here it is. It's a posuk. Muksuk is the best thing in the world. Mibad v'mishkalev. It beats everything and everything under the sun, including your life. That needs a drama. Drama. That's a drum roll. That's Magilo. Deserves a drum roll. Of course, if you will go down the route of Pnei Yeshua, then the Sheh Shmaitza's beer in Chavtes and Alf is also great. But med the Bamamurim, that Muchsuk is the greatest thing under the sun. When it's Muchsuk, what is Cheskes Marakama? It ain't what? It ain't Muchsuk. The best it is, we'll give it a half-baked Chazaka Meikara. Chazaka Meikara, really? Good morning, Chazaka Meikara. Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So what the Sheh Shmaitza said in his understanding of Muksuk being a stalemate is totally legitimate for the Pnei Yeshua to say as well. I don't know, I didn't read every Pnei Yeshua in the sugya. I'm guessing that's how the Pnei Yeshua would read Vavasuk of Tess. So at the end of the day, everybody say we have three biurim in the Gedalia Acharayim about the ABCs of Enoch from Mamrach Harayim. We have the Prima Godim, we have Sheh Shmaitza, we have the Pnei Yeshua, each one with a little bit of a kinesh, a difference. The Prima Godim's biur does not read into Agamara. The Prima Godim has to read our Gemara based on something else. Whether that something else is Chayodams, the Biyudis is so insignificant, or whether it's based on Toysen Sanhedrin is the Amoslamitai, I don't know. But the Prima Godim's Biyud, the Toysen Bavakama, cannot read our Gemara to say the Chesmar Kama is any difficult. Even if you call Chesmar Kama Chazok Mekar, you accomplish nothing. It's only if you go down the route, either the Sheh Shmaitz or the Pnei Yeshua, that you're able to read our Gemara the way that we're presented. So when all the dust settles, we have a mahalach. It took us 2.5 days. We have a mahalach in Rava. We understand what's going on. Again, Rava didn't say Rove, didn't say Miyut, didn't say any of this stuff, but obviously that's what he meant. When Rava said, Elama Rava, Shosakamais little cup inchi, title of cup, plus cup, in between those lines is clearly the words Rove. In between those lines is the kasha, I and Achamacha Rove. In between those lines is the answer. This is different. How's it different? Rove, Chazakas, Sheshmaitis, Shimakandims, Peshur. This is all within those two lines. There's no question about it that this is behind the scenes of what's going on in this circuit. Rabbi Say, we barely stressed the beginning of the sugya because this was only before the Gemara rejected Rava. And the Gemara asked on Rava once more kasha. What was the kasha? Elamayata. Omri Abaye. Abaye here is listening. Abaye is sitting for 2.5 days listening to Shia. This is the every Shikotar Shia Shmaitza. He's letting Rava finish the Shia Klali. Then after the shekel is over, he raises his hand and says, "Rava, alamiyata kon hani de beibar al yoshev de kapti afilu man de cholaf a mitzvah de duach and al tavi chazaka." These guys, the tough guys in town, the beibar al yoshev guys, they don't tolerate this nonsense. They see a guy coming and taking an apple off their tree, they're gonna have a posse out after this guy. I mean, they're not gonna let this happen. They are super duper machbid in one day. They're machbid people. They never share sick. If you are Eichel Peiris in their presence and they happen to be quiet, and then tomorrow they take you to a Din Torah, you should be able to say with a straight face, I have an unbelievable robe that it's my field, my tree. You know why? Because you, Mr. Bari Bar Yashin, you would never have been quiet even for 10 minutes. And therefore, the same rove that it takes normal people 3 years to create. Most people are very calm. Most people are relaxed. They're not so intense like these Bar Yashin guys. Like me, come on, I see a guy. I see a guy walking into my house. It happens sometimes in shul. Sometimes there's a guest in shul. So a guy has no idea that my house is not part of the shul. So I've had guys walk in to my house in the middle of davening, take a sefer, sit down. A guy makes kiddush. A guy takes a piece of cake. He's assumed that it's the shul kitchen. So, we're nice guys. I don't want to scream at him and make up a chol right away. But if a guy would do it for 3 years in a row, I would probably say something. So the Bei Bar Yashin, they wouldn't tolerate it for 5 seconds. So the Gemara asked, Abba Zoy, according to you, Rava, that the whole Cheskes Dimushanim is based on the rove that most probably he would have been Meicha, and the fact he wasn't Meicha is a raya that he actually sold the field. So if the Bei Bar Yashin should happen right away. V'chitei Machinah, maybe? He said, come on. He can't have a halach like this. The name of the parakas was Cheskes Abatim, Gimel Shonim, the 30 blot of Cheskes Abatim. No, every person is different. The Bei Yashim are one, and the other guys are two, and the other days are 5 days, the other guys are 6 months, the other guys are a year and a half. Come on. That's not the din. So if that's not the din, then Rava's whole theory is just got spelled. We're done. Rava's whole theory is not right. I hope you're not too mad at me. We spent so much time talking about Rava's theory. Even if Rava's theory didn't stand the test of Abaye's kasha, I hope everything we spoke about degrees of emes to it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have spoke about Suffolk Meiser, Meiser Behema, and Shev Schweitzer, and the Lasik one. So many Torah came out of Rava's theory that's about to be part of history. Rava did not give up. Ella Marava. The word Ella is a tricky one because Ella sometimes means he gave up and starting over again. But Ella Marava. Rava says the following. Shasa Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Bishtare Tarte Uklos Mizdar Tfeila Mizdar. Rava said, let me tell you why Chesed Gimushalim works. Because for 1 year, people usually hold on to the documents. 2 years, after 3 years, clearing all the documents, start shredding the documents. How long is the tax? How long are you supposed to hold on to your taxes? The old days. How many? 6 years. Okay, so IRS a little bit malachmer, careful. But normal people hold on to the documents for a couple of years, that's it. After 3 years, people don't hold on to their stores. And therefore, Chesed Gimushalim works. Anyone knows what Rav is talking about now? What's he talking about? It's very nice. For the first year, people should have the documents. After 2 years, they should have it. 3 years, 16 years later, they shouldn't have the documents. They don't have to have documents anymore. Therefore, what? I said I bought the field, and you say you didn't buy the field. You have a Chesed Merkama. How am I going to get that field? What's going to prove that I got that field? Give me the proof. I want a proof. I want a proof. Give me a proof. Rava just said that the magic number three is just an indication that people aren't expect held documents for more than 3 years. What am I missing, Rava is saying?
Proof the field is yours.
Proof that I bought the field. The fact that I don't have a document, that's a proof that I bought a field. Interesting. We're very fascinating, okay? I'm going to walk the maze and I'm going to say, I bought Jeremy's parents' house in Muncie 20 years ago. I bought it. So I say, where's your document? Oh, come on, that's the silliest thing. Everyone knows we don't hold up the titles for 20 years. That's logic. That's logic 101. Would any court tolerate such a nonsensical argument?
Not without an
immunity. Actually, been an honor those 3 years.
So there's something missing in the Gemara. When Rava says, Elama Rava, Rava just discovers America that people don't hold the documents for 3 years. Good, we made an assessment, we asked the accountant, we asked the lawyers, they told us 3 years is ad kavaliyosa. But there's the piece of the puzzle is missing here. So what's the raya? Where's the raya? What's the answer? Rava didn't change total course. The raya is the same raya was 2 lines before. What Rava simply did was, he used this fact to address who's Kasha. Abaye's Kasha. Abaye chuffed Rava about the Bebar Yashivs. So Rava had to come up with some kind of a way to dismiss that Kasha. We're not sure what he said yet. But the fundamental Yisod of Rava hasn't changed. That's why I don't feel guilty for spending 2 days on the topic. Because of course what Rava said at first has to last, has to stand. If not, so then he can cause me a safer. What's the raya? So we have a lot of work still to do. So we have to now go back to what that raya was, because you know, for the last 2.5 days we just used it, just bouncing around some club about Eichum Amracharov. Now we just became convinced that this is the factor that's going to ultimately win the case. And even when Rava changed a little bit, he never retracted that. That can't be retracted. We have no idea how Rava responded to Abaye and what that facts of 3 years and not 3 years, less 3 years, more than 3 years, how does that impact on the general raya? We have a lot of work to do. But Baruch Hashem, the good news is that everything we said to for the last 2.5 days is not for the Lamatola. It's still what's going on. It's got to be with God of Chesed. There's no other way. At least not yet. There's still a lot of work to do. So I say, up until now, this was the first half of the sugya was the pre-Chesed Gimel Shalom part. Just to make sure we understand the klolim of Rose and Chazokhiz and Muxach and Chavakam, all that. And now we start the Chazki Roshanim part. So how does any of that impact on the Roshanim? Tomorrow we'll try to do it. Okay, without looking, guys.